And good morning, everybody. It's 8:47, 27 degrees. Now it's time for our weekly feature, This is Tourism, produced in partnership with the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. Each week, we talk to people in the community that witness and impact how visitors experience tourism in Orange County, and then how we feel that impact of connectivity. This morning, I am joined by Rick Steinbacher with Carolina Athletics. Welcome, Rick.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So can you start off? Can you tell us what your position is with Carolina Athletics?
Sure. I work for Bubba Cunningham, our athletics director, and I really do two different things. First, I help him oversee some of our sports programs, probably our football team and then our women's lacrosse program. And then on the other side of things, I oversee most of our revenue-generating units for all sports. So
Sure. Ticket
sales, marketing, game day productions, corporate partnerships, those kinds of things.
Sure. And that really kind of sounds like multiple jobs, one part focused internally, the other part focused in the community. Can you maybe give us some example of how you work with the local community to foster goodwill, encourage support for sports programs, and even provide outreach in the form of community service?
Absolutely. This community is so much a part of what we do in Carolina Athletics. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have 800 student athletes and 28 sport programs.
Wow.
We are able to field those teams through ticket sales and merchandise sales and concession sales. So we need the community engaged with us, and we need to do a great job of offering them great, fun, family entertainment that they want to come to. They want to buy tickets
because that's
what pays the bills, so we can give student athletes great opportunities to go to one of the greatest institutions in America.
That's fantastic. Now, the relationship between the school and the community is invaluable. How can our community and visitors support Tar Heel Athletics, from, like you mentioned, basketball and football, to also the non-revenue sports like fencing, rowing, and volleyball?
I think that's a fantastic question. Embrace them. Get to know them. Our student athletes are so inspirational.
Mm.
They do over, I think, about 6,000 hours of community service in community every year.
Wow.
Their average combined cumulative GPA is over a 3.0. And with the announcement of Coach Brown earlier this week, we now have 10 head coaches here in Chapel Hill who have won a national championship. And as of next week, when Coach Brown goes into the College Football Hall of Fame,
we'll
have 6 coaches that are already in the Hall of Fame. So we've got great sports programs.
Sure.
We just want the community to come out, get to know the coaches, get to know the student athletes, come to the games, have a great time, and just enjoy supporting their local teams.
That's just fantastic. Now you've played at the university level, so you're kind of no stranger to youth and college athletics. Can you tell us what coaches, teacher, or maybe other people have been great influences on your life?
There are so many. I could go on for a long time, and you wouldn't let me. So I would just focus probably on two right now. One is Jenny Levy. She's our head women's lacrosse coach. She is so much fun to work with. She's a great coach, a great mom, a great family person, leads the team incredibly well, and has won 2 national championships. And then obviously right now I got a lot of Mack Brown on my mind. Played for him. He's an awesome human being. Loved what he did to give the college experience that I had. And just seeing him back now just for 3 days and watching the way he works with the staff, works with the players, works with the administrators. He's going to do anything, provide great experiences for hundreds of guys just like me.
Sure, absolutely. Now, could you maybe update us on the ACC Broadcast Center under construction?
We're really excited about it. A lot like the studio we're in right now.
Yeah.
We're building a new 2-story structure right next to the Smith Center. Ground floor will be a large TV studio, 3 control rooms, a radio room just like this. All the things that we need to do to be able to produce content for the ACC network. The vast majority of our live games, ESPN on the ACC network, will be produced by us, our staff, and students at Carolina, particularly in the journalism school and the communications program.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a facility to be able to do all of that. So the bottom floor will be all the broadcast area, and then the top floor will be just open, modern, inviting office space that really encourages collaboration amongst a lot of staff members.
Sure. Well, it's really exciting. I had some family in for Thanksgiving, and so we went to the basketball museum, and we saw it. I've got a 3-year-old boy, and there were cement trucks. It was so exciting to not only
our progress.
It was, but it was fantastic. It looks amazing, and so I'm so excited to see when that's finished. Now, thanks for powering a significant tourism industry in Orange County. Have you maybe seen some successful examples of town promotions where athletics are concerned?
Absolutely. We have done several studies, and we estimate that a single football game, brings over $6 million of positive economic impact to Orange. Orange County and to Chapel Hill.
That's great.
That I've seen are when people just embrace it. I mean, yeah, it's 50,000 people coming in and out of town. There's
sure.
a lot of traffic. There's a lot of trash the next day. But just embrace it. Know that it's a great opportunity to be part of a community, whether it's at a football game, a basketball game, a lacrosse game,
sure.
A field hockey game. It's just a way to embrace and the community to come together with the university and with Carolina Athletics in something that's fun, something that's positive, and something that is inspirational.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for Jing, our conversation with This is Tourism. Rick Steinbacher, UNC Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Communications. We really appreciate your time today.
My pleasure. Have fun anytime.
Yes, sir. This is Tourism is made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau.